know why I never thought of doing this before.
Anyway, let me see. What is it tonight? It's 11:19 p.m. August 3rd, 07. And I haven't been posting much new stuff, frankly, because I've been really busy and haven't been making a lot of new stuff up. Anyway, working on material. I've been doing out studio work. Anyway, whatever the case is, I've been listening to, this is, there's a story behind almost every piece, and there's a story behind this one. It's called Ascent of the Mountain. And that's right after I got the Halo, or the PK-6. And the damn thing scared the hell out of me. I didn't know what the hell I was doing with it. But, I sometimes looked at the two keyboards and they were hooked together so I could make them all work together nice. And this, there's a mixer. Gosh, yeah. And then in my computer, here's Cool Edit Pro. And that has like 64 tracks. So that's 64 different sounds that I can mix and make happen at certain times. I mean, we're talking orchestral scale stuff here. And I was utterly overwhelmed at first, so it took me a while to get the touch of the keyboards. Now, this one was when I was basically playing with one of the arpeggiators in the Halo. The Halo doesn't have a sequencer that you can play notes and have it remember the notes and play them back in time. That's how I make a lot of these things up. That's the sequencer, and that's in the ESQ-1. But in the Halo, there are arpeggiations where there are certain instruments in certain banks. You can dial them up by a number. And when you hit the key, you hear a certain sound and a little rhythm pattern that's built into it automatically. It's part of the keyboard. I don't do anything with it. I just hold a note as long as I want to, and I hear an arpeggiation in that key or one close to it that can be programmed. And I don't know how to mess with the programming. That's one of the things I don't know how to do with that, is to make new arpeggiations. But they're supposed to be easy and fun to do, and that manual is really weird. I don't know. But anyway, so I at that time, like I said, I was overwhelmed. So I just kind of let the keyboard control me. And in some of these early pieces, I had Cool Edit Pro runnings, and I made this dramatic key change, and somewhat random, actually. I didn't really know where I was going with this. I remember that I started in D, and I would end in D, but where I went from there was like anybody's guess, from bar to bar. As that arpeggiation ran, I could kind of feel whatever beat is in. Is it a 3, or is it a 4? And in this particular case, if I remember correctly, it's a 3, the 3-4 beat. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, something along those lines is kind of how it feels, but it's accented differently, but it's in 3. At any rate, I kind of let the keyboard control me, and I played these notes in first track. I just played single dramatic-sounding low notes with the sequencer tracking in with the arpeggiation tracking in the background. And I made shit up for about, I don't know how long the song is, about 5 minutes. I just made it up as I went along, maybe a little bit less, but I made it up. And then I played it back, and I kind of got a feel of the keys there, knew where I was going in the first track, and I changed the voices and all of the synthesizers, and I made up some weird stringy type stuff to go along with it, and dramatic, odd. It fits somehow. I don't know how it all came together, but I kind of had something going, and I ended up making it work. It's weird. It's got the oddest key changes you'll ever hear, if not outright discord. Maybe some composer would say, "You mean you didn't know what you were doing? This is genius." I don't know. To me, it sounded like noise for a year and a half. I swear. I did not look. I looked at that song when I'm scanning through my own files in my folder in the computer, and I deliberately didn't listen to this song for over a year because I was like, "This is noise." But I listened to it tonight, and I was like, "Wow." It hit me all differently. It's like, maybe I do got something there, Lucy. I was like, whoa. So I figured, shoot, while I'm making new stuff, I'm kind of back in the system, and I'm starting to make some stuff. I don't know where it's going right now. It's the early experimental stages where 90% of it is crap, like Theodore Sturgeon said at one time. Anyway, it's very much a rough work in progress. I may have something new tomorrow, and I may not. I don't know. But anyway, as long as I haven't updated my I haven't put anything up in a long time, and I figured this is a good one to put up, after all. Even though that's why it's still here, sitting here, not listened to. I didn't think it was worth putting up. And so I didn't listen to it, like I said, for a year. And I listened to it tonight, and I said, hell yeah. So here it is. It's called, I call myself Bent Ears. Like Vangelis did in the studio, used his name. Well, I and Bent Ears with my two little mini symphony orchestras and all the percussion and the fun toys that I have here that I'm barely, even after over 2 years, really learning how to use. You know, I mean, it's a learning work in progress for me, because I never played keyboards before I got these. And I only got one, you know, 4 years ago. In total, 5 years that I've been playing keyboards. I took a break, then I came back to them. So currently, I've been playing for about 3 years. And I still really don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm a drummer. I know beats, and I know what I want to hear in my head. But I don't, when I hear a note in my head, I don't know if that's a G or an A or a C until I get to the keyboard and find it. And then from there, I can kind of work out the chords and the patterns and stuff that I hear in my head. But if somebody asks you, what are you thinking of? Oh, it's a cool new song I'm working in. Oh, really? What's it? He's a guitar player, let's say. What key is it in? I don't know. I can hum it, you know, but I don't know what key it's in. So in a way, it's a hampering in how I play my keyboards. And in a way, it's not, because I always come up with something good, and I don't stop until I do. It's not like most of the pieces are more worked out than this. They're not pure improvisation. They're worked out. But this original one here, the one I'm going to play tonight, Ascent of the Mountain, is very much improvisation. But my style has changed, and I work better, I think. But this is an early one. So here it is. This is the second introduction. Sorry, folks. This is a false start, if you will. But this time I'm not lying. Here you go. This is Ascent of the Mountain.
Bent ears. Audio. Laboratory.